So with an annual incidence in the range of 50,000 cases of renal cell, you know, if you sort of think about, we think there's 6,000 or 7,000 oncologists in the United States who see maybe 90% of the patients. I mean, that's just sort of our ballpark guess. So you'd expect they'd have a handful of new patients a year. And I'm not really sure where these people are getting treated. Do you think they are getting treated in the community, you know, from diagnosis to death without ever seeing a tertiary center? Or do you think a higher fraction are coming to tertiary centers?
I think awareness of these new agents is pretty widespread now. I think the bulk of these patients are being treated in the community setting now.
I just wonder the pragmatics of getting clinical research done in the tumors that are less common in the community. You know, it's all well and good. You know, there's some of these breast cancer trials that these patients every week coming in who are eligible for. But sort of setting up the infrastructure to do clinical research, I just kind of wonder how it's going to get done or if it's going to get done in a tumor like renal cell, and even more so with less common tumors.
Yeah. I think our success in some ways does lower the pool of potential clinical trial patients. On the other hand, I think there is a group of both the academic centers and some practices where the clinical trials are done. So that I think what's different now than perhaps 15 years ago is that the partnership between industry extends beyond the academic centers and actually does go to some of the bigger practices, and they help out and contribute a lot.
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, in our patterns of care studies, we consistently see that in the range of 2/3 of oncologists are putting patients on some kind of study, and a lot of them are industry studies.
Yeah.
So it's really part of oncology practice. But again, I just kind of wonder how much of that's the more common tumors as opposed to the less common.